Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
The madness has begun, and down goes Kentucky. Jack Olkey, the longtime Division II player who transferred to Oakland before the season, had 10 threes and 32 points as the 13-seeded Golden Grizzlies dropped the number 3 Wildcats 80-76 after another early exit. Coach Cal was left wondering about his approach to the roster. Listen up.
This thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league championships with the young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
All right, here's the deal. So Kentucky has now lost 4 of its last 5 NCAA tournament games, matching the worst 5-game span in program history. 2 of those losses to 15th-seeded St. Peter's 2 years ago, 14th-seeded Oakland last night. Coach Seth Greenberg, our guy back here with us. Coach, thanks for coming back. Stephen A., is it time for Kentucky and Coach Calipari to part ways?
No, I'm not going to go that far. I don't believe that at all. I think that he's one of the great coaches. I think that obviously he keeps things very interesting, very compelling. He keeps them in the mix. There's something to be said for that. I just think that it piggybacks off of what we talked about earlier. He's got to get his toughness back. He's got to stop getting caught up in trying to say the right things and look right and focus on winning damn basketball games. John Calipari, the person that we see on television, the person that we want to hear, we want to hear speak about the game of basketball and what have you. Too much of it now is because he makes great television as opposed to him winning basketball games. He's not winning to the level that was expected. He's getting to the NCAA tournament, but he hasn't won a national championship since 2012, hasn't even been to a Final Four since 2015. More is expected when you're at the University of Kentucky. This is where Tubby Smith coached. This is where Rick Pitino coached, for crying out loud. You had great, great coaches throughout history that have coached at the University of Kentucky. This is blue blood. I mean, this is what they expect. And he's not living up to it. I don't want to hear about how great the kids are. We know the kids are great. We all care about them. We care about their mental health, their well-being, their futures as young men, and their contributions that we want them to make to society so society will be better, okay? Because we all know the adults have let the kids down on so many occasions with the actions that we've partaken. So we understand that. But when you're up there coaching, it's about winning them damn games. And it's about making sure that you're in the mix, competing for national titles, not getting bounced out 1-4 in your past 5 NCAA tournament games, matching the program's worst 5-game span in the tournament. I mean, that stuff cannot be happening. He doesn't deserve to be fired. I'm not going to say that. He's too compelling. He's too good. He's too accomplished to ignore all of that. But he does need to be checked. People like myself and Coach need to look at him and say, yo, Bruiser Flint needs to look at him and say, yo, Coach Cal, what is happening? World Wide West in New York with the Knicks, who loves Cal, and they go back decades. He needs to look at Cal. Everybody needs to look at Cal and say, what the hell is happening to you, man? You know, do you want to coach or do you want to give motivational speeches? Do you want to be somebody that's inspirational, that's packing houses so you can give motivational speeches and inspire people to do stuff? Or do you want to remind the world what it is to win as a coach? He needs to prioritize getting back to that, because I'm saying here on national television, I don't think that's been the priority that it needs to be when it comes to Cal in recent memory.
You know, Stephen, I agree with you that I think, look, Cal needs to be the coach of Kentucky. And since the COVID year, COVID set them back because all of college basketball changed when COVID came because everyone got 5 and 6 years. Like Gokie, he's a 6-year player. Cal didn't show the agility that he usually would show in terms of being ahead of the curve. He's behind the curve in terms of the transfer portal. He's behind the curve in terms of getting old and staying old. So he's got to adjust. But he needs to be the coach of Kentucky. He's a smart guy. He hasn't lost his passion for winning. John Calipari needs to just adjust. And like any good businessman, any good CEO, he needs to show agility in terms of how he's building this Kentucky program. Yeah, recruit the best players, but coach them like they weren't the best players. Yeah, do what you've always done, but you've got to supplement those guys by getting older, bringing in the best guys from the portal because guys are eligible immediately, filling your voids with tough-minded, physical, winning players that will buy into roles and buy into winning. That's the biggest thing John Calipari's got to do. And then he's got to go back to old school's Cal. Old school Cal basically came to every single day, drew a line in the sand and said, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it, and anything else will be unaccepted. John Calipari is a compassionate guy. Stephen A., you know him. You talk about Bruiser Flint. I know Bruiser. My brother recruited him to St. Joe's. All right? But as compassionate as he is, he's got to go back to that toughness. All right? Take those older guys, let them be your culture creators. They don't have the culture creators. They had one, obviously, in Antonio Reeves. He's got to keep a Du Thiero. He's got to keep a Reed Shepherd. He's got to have a guy in that locker room that can coach those young guys. And when Cal's not around, hold those young guys accountable because a player-led team is better than a coach-led team. If he does that, Cal will be back in the Final Four and competing for national championships.
Coach, check this out. Let me throw a couple of numbers by you. Entering the year 2022, the University of Kentucky's basketball program was 19-0 against 14 seeds or lower in their NCAA tournament history. Since that time, they're 0-2. They lost to number 15 St. Peter's in 2022. They lost yesterday to a number 14 seed. And then I'm looking at these guys right here. This is Cal over the last 4 years, Coach. 4 years. Missed the NCAA tournament. First round exit. Second round exit. First round exit. That is not Kentucky. And the Cal that I know, he would have been sick to his stomach from the first exit. It wouldn't have been all four of these years that this has happened. And we're hearing him talk about, I'm feeling sorry for the kids. I'm feeling sorry for the kids.
He's still sick to his stomach, though.
No.
He's still sick to his stomach.
I know he is. I know he is. But what I'm saying is, we know about the kids. We get that. That's what the microphone and camera is for. We'll put it right in front of them. We can hear that from them. What about you, Cal? What about you? Because the Cal I know, the Cal I covered at UMass, the Cal I watched go to the national championship game against Kansas, that Cal I'm talking about. Remember, I'm covering Temple, Coach. John Chaney. When John Chaney went after him. Why did John Chaney go after him? Let me tell you something. I'm not talking micro here. I'm just talking macro. Ultimately, John Calipari gave you the impression he'd do anything to win. Anything. You understand? And it ruffled people the wrong way, and he could give less than a damn. I don't know where that John Calipari is these days. The John Calipari that I see, I don't know if he's spending time with Dr. Phil 1 minute, you know, a pastor or a priest the next. I mean, the guy is just, he's trying to be nice all the damn time. You know, the Cal that I know, he's sick. I'm trying to win. I'll deal with everything else later. I'm trying to win. I haven't seen that guy. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's Stephen A. He still is passionate about coaching. I speak to his coaches. I speak to John.
I know that.
He loves what he's doing. He wants to be competitive. He has lost his way in terms of how he's building his program. And then he's lost his way because he's so concerned about those other things and the noise around it in terms of the young people he's coaching. That, you know what? You can coach really good players really hard, demand of them and say, you know what? This is the way we're doing things. This is why we're doing it. I know this works. I really believe it's the agility to rebuild your roster, still recruit the All-Americans, still recruit the best players, but you've got to have culture creators. You've got to retain some players. Then you've got to have some guys that you can bring into the program with maturity
and toughness
that are about winning.
What culture are we talking about? Because when I'm talking about culture, I'm saying, excuse me, you know what? Losers are part of life. But you know how you win? When you don't accept losing so easily.
Didn't he can that? Refuse to lose?
I understand he might be sick. He didn't look sick. You understand what I'm saying?
Now.
Not the Cal I know.
He's probably rolled up in a ball somewhere right now.
But the Cal that I know would have been rolled up in a ball right in front of us. Because that's how much winning meant to him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you got to get back to that. All of this, we got to stop this. We got to stop. Listen, you don't accept. You have to accept losing when the outcome arrives. But the road to it, no. You know, you want to make people scared to lose. Sometimes the best winners are those that's scared as hell to lose. That's why they win. Because they're more scared of losing. That matters.
Okay. I mean, I feel empowered. Seth, let me ask you this. I feel fired up. I feel ready to go. I'm ready to take on life. We got a new slate of games going today. Who's on upset alert?
I think Clemson's on upset alert. I really like this New Mexico team. We have one Pitino. We have Richard Pitino, not Rick Pitino, in the NCAA tournament. And he's got a really good basketball team. Donovan Dent's a big point guard. He's got Jalen House, Eddie House's son. He's got Baby Mashburn, Jamal Mashburn's son, who can really score it. Up front, he's got physicality. This team can play in transition. They can beat you off the bounce. They turn you over. They don't turn it over. They rebound on the offensive end. They don't give you second shots. They got a toughness and an athleticism. I think that Clemson is on upset alert. I think New Mexico is for real.
What about James Madison going up against Wisconsin, Coach? Wisconsin, the Badgers, they were like 16-3, 16-4 to start out the season. I think their ranking got to as high as sixth, if I remember correctly. But near the tail end of the season, they nosedived a little bit, went 3-8 over the last 11, and then they made a run in the NCAA tournament before Illinois bounced them out of there. Yeah. I don't like what I've seen from Wisconsin. I think James Madison's got a shot to take them.
James Madison's got a shot. There's no, they're an old team. They start five seniors. Terrence Edwards is a dynamic 6'6 guard that can play downhill. TJ Bickerstaff can really rebound, a transfer from Boston College. That's a good pick. I like Chucky Hepburn. I like AJ Storr. I like the physicality, the experience of their front court. I like their ability to grind it out a little bit in the half court. Although this is a different school Wisconsin team. They can play in transition now. They get some easy baskets. They're a little bit more athletic. I think JMU is very good. I think they're very good. I think Wisconsin's going to show up tonight.
You thought Kentucky was going to show up, Coach. Kentucky was going to show up.
Wow.
Did you have them going to the Final Four?
Just pile on.
Did you have them going to the Final Four?
So did you.
So did
you. You thought Kentucky was going to win, too. Don't throw it on me.
No. I didn't have Kentucky going to Final Four.
No, you had them winning yesterday.
I didn't have Kentucky going to Final Four.
Did you have Oakland?
Yeah, it's true. I did. I did not have Oakland. You're right about that. Back to Wisconsin. Which Wisconsin team is going to show up? That's the question.
I have confidence in Chucky Hepburn.
Okay.
All right.
Seth, tell me this. Who's one player to watch out for today?
Tyler Kolek. He's going to be back and healthy with Marquette. That bracket has opened up. The reason I picked him, say why Marquette? Because Tyler Kolek, he's the mailman. He delivers. Tyler Kolek makes the game easier for everyone else. If he's healthy and he missed the last five games of the season, Marquette is a team that can go to the Final Four. His ability to see plays early, he's a savant in ball screens. He can shoot the three. And this Marquette team, they've got all the other pieces. They turn you over in the half court. They're long. They're athletic. Oso Iguodaro is a tough matchup. Tyler Kolek can take over this bracket, especially what he adds to Marquette.
I love Shaka Smart and the job that he's doing at Marquette. Love him. But I got to admit, I'm tired of seeing them get their ass kicked by UConn. I really am. I mean, if UConn going to be in the
good,
Final
man.
Four, don't. I understand that. But if UConn going to be in the Final Four, which we believe they will, don't bother showing up, Marquette. I've lost all faith that Marquette can beat them. I've lost all faith.
Molly, you finally got him. You working on another pair of shoes?
Men amongst boys. No, he didn't bet me this year because he smartened up. Shannon tried to, like, low-key bet me, but I'm not expecting him to pay me off. It's all good.
We need expensive shoes or we don't bet, Molly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's be real. Go hard or go home. You know what it is, Coach. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
In front of representatives for all 32 NFL teams, Caleb Williams, widely expected to be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft to the Bears, showed off his skill set during his pro day Wednesday. Chicago's made a ton of changes to their roster, including adding 1,000-yard receiver Keenan Allen, 1,000-yard rusher DeAndre Swift. Dan Orlovsky back in the building. I like the all blue. I forgot to say that earlier.
Thank you.
Are you doing well?
I'm doing great.
Well?
Family is great.
Tell Tiffany I say hi.
I will.
Okay.
We went to the Big East Tournament Championship game last weekend. It was great.
It was fun, right?
It was fun.
Yeah, it's good. Playing at Barclays
Hold
today.
It.
I mean, if you want to get
Hold
over.
It. Hold it.
I'm just catching up with Dan. Just chilling.
Where
Having
was
a little
she,
tea.
Where was she sitting? And did she have to and did she have to pay for those tickets?
We all went. It was her birthday. We had to pay for the tickets. Yeah, we sat and We didn't have great seats. We had fine seats, but not great seats.
You paid for the tickets?
I paid for the tickets, yes.
Wow. I didn't pay for my tickets.
Okay.
Stephen, I hit up Molly. I had to get 31 tickets. We took a bunch of friends and family.
No wonder they're not free. You took 31 people. I took one person.
I hit up Molly to be like, Molly, I'm trying to find tickets, this and that. She was like, oh, I wish you had let me know you were going. I had two amazing seats. I've already given them away.
Uh-huh.
That does nothing
that's
for
right.
me.
That's right. That's Molly. That's what she does. That's what she yeah. does. That's what she yeah. does.
And she sends these voice notes
on.
As well. Just
on.
Respond
I, no,
back with
I don't like texting. I hate texting.
You send these three-minute voice notes.
I'm just going to let you know we have 6 minutes to do this topic. I don't like looking at my phone and sitting here texting. It gives me a headache. It bothers my back. I leave voice notes. I don't care if it's annoying
for people. It bothers her back. It bothers her back, Dan.
Listen to me.
Aren't you into fitness and health?
Yes.
It bothers her
Listen
back.
To me. I don't like to sit. I'm already in front of technology too much. I'm not sitting on the phone. I get so many texts texting all day long. People are going to get voice notes, and they can suck it up and listen to it, or they don't need to speak to me. And that's the end of it.
All right. We got the message, Molly. We got the message. Let's get back to it. Let's
okay.
go. Let's go.
Dan, would Caleb be walking into a good situation with the Bears? And it wasn't
Hopefully
a three-minute message.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's the best situation a number one pick quarterback would walk into in the history of the NFL draft. Okay, so number one defense last year, last eight games of the season. You just talked about the additions at wide receiver. It's an above-average offensive line, DeAndre Swift. This is a talented roster when it comes to the upgrades in the holes that they had. They have two picks in the top 10 of the NFL draft. So I think... To contrast this, there has been one team in the history of the NFL draft that took a quarterback with the number one pick who had more wins than the Chicago Bears did last year. The Bears went 7-10. The only team to take a quarterback at number one who had more wins than seven in the season was, I believe, the 1989 Colts, who in 1990 took Jeff George. Now, they had two picks that draft in the top 80. The Bears have two in the top 10. This is a tremendous situation for any quarterback to walk into. Stephen A. Molly, I think it's such a good situation. Obviously, Caleb is so talented. I think there's two reasons it could possibly fail. One, Caleb is unwilling to play some boring football at times because he's such a tremendously physically talented player. Or two, his personality doesn't mesh in the NFL. And for some reason, his character, his personality, his leadership, it just doesn't work out. Those would be the only two reasons it fails. And that's not...
One more.
That's not common. What would it be?
There's one more. I don't know why. See, I look like the bad guy when I bring this up. I look like I'm
Say
just
hello
reaching.
To
like,
the
listen,
bad guy.
I've said this. Please, Molly, don't ruin the show by singing. Here's the deal, y'all, and it's very, very important. Here's the deal, Dio. And I've said this, and I bring it up. Listen, I'm brilliant because I know I'm not. I listen to those who are, and I learn from
get
them.
Get a new
listen,
line.
I know more football than I ever have in my life from working with you guys. You understand? Here's the thing that kills me. So we just going to ignore the weather. We're going to ignore the windy city and the inclement weather and those conditions, how it's much more difficult to throw in that environment than it is in most environments in the NFL. We're going to ignore the history of dudes that are accustomed to living in the sunshine. You understand what I'm saying? Having pro days with shorts on, chilling, the sun beaming down. They ain't indoors.
Maryland.
I understand, but I'm just saying, where he go play? There's a reason he went to play.
Oklahoma.
You understand what I'm saying? Listen, he went to Oklahoma, and then after that, he went to USC. We get all that. You understand? I'm just saying to you, for me, Dan, for me, I look at stuff like that. Because, like, when I looked at Miami, I said, Miami, the only reason I'm giving them a chance is because early in the season, they had a chance to get home field advantage. The second they slip, I said, they're done. They ain't going on the road in inclement weather in January and winning. This is what they do. And so in Chicago, you're going to run the football just as much as you're going to throw it. You're not going to air it out. We see they've got Keenan Allen. We see they got DJ Moore. Obviously, I'm looking at this squad right now. They've got some DeAndre Swift is there now as well. I like what I'm seeing. I get that. It's a good situation. But I'm looking at him, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, I wish he was in a different locale. More than anything, personnel wise, then I get you.
I'm feeling you. I got it. No disagreement. So you don't think? Do you think it's like an arm strength thing in the cold, or do you think
just because he played in LA for two years? I think more so that LA for 2 years. It'll soften you up, bro.
How am I supposed to
It'll soften
to
you
this?
Up.
I mean, this dude, he's just got other things on his mind, Dan. I won't expose him right now. He's got other things on his mind. He claims Milwaukee, but it's real sketch. He looks glowing and tan already. I don't even know how that happened. I saw the man yesterday. And now he's got, like, bushes behind him. And
Is he growing his hair out a little bit as
I don't know. He's already, like, he's just changing. Dan, I called him out yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I've been working with this man 8 years,
and boy, has he changed.
I mean, I know the bank account's changed, but
not. I mean, he's always Stephen A. But I'm just saying, when you subject yourself to those comfortable environments, it's pretty hard. The transition, you know, you're showing up at Soldier Field every week. You understand? I'm just saying. That's a factor. You're saying that it's going to be tough for him to go from SC to go to Chicago?
See, I don't think. I mean, he's got firepower in his right arm. He's a sturdy built dude. Like, he can throw it. So I don't think the weather impacts his ability to throw the ball. Chicago's a great city. You said that wind,
it's a tremendous city. Just don't go there between November and April. But outside of that, it's a marvelous city. But the point is, Dan, I didn't hear you say that you would take him number one. You're talking all of that, but you're talking about taking Jaden Daniels number one overall. I haven't wavered from that at LSU.
But just because I wouldn't take him number one doesn't mean he's not unbelievably talented. Doesn't mean that I'm not a fan of his game. I think the young man is an unbelievable talent. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be better. Yeah. That's why I would take Jaden. But I don't have reservations of, like, you could make the case. I believe Jaden Daniels is from Cali and then played at Arizona State and then at LSU. You could make the case for Jaden being a little bit more weather conscious than you can Caleb, I believe.
Hey, can I call an audible real quick, producers? Do you like Michael Penix Jr.?
I do. Michael Penix Jr.'s got unbelievable tape. The things with Michael Penix are two things. One, his injury history is very real. I mean, he's got, I believe, three torn ACLs and then shoulders.
Yeah.
So significant injuries to, obviously, important body parts. And then, two, he's not incredibly mobile and athletic. Yeah. And then that Michigan defense, that's got to scare you a little bit in that game.
Do you know what scares me?
His last time we saw him in the national championship game against Michigan was not his shining moment.
Yeah.
But that's what gives me reservation about Caleb as well. I watched Caleb's game.
Yeah, he kind of went down as the season went on. It was like this, the beginning, and we weren't sure that he was.
Yeah, their defense stunk. Their offensive line was really poor. They weren't talented on the outside. The Notre Dame game for me, though, against Caleb Williams, because Notre Dame's defensive coordinator is Al Golden. He's got long ties to the NFL. They ran a ton of NFL fronts and pressures and defenses against them, and it was a bad, bad performance. And that's the game where initially I started to be like, that would make me pause.
Here's my real issue, and then we'll go to break, is that, I mean, I know UConn's about to win the national championship and go back-to-back. Is Stephen A. so annoying? And last year, both our teams were bad, right? The Giants and Steelers.
Yeah.
And now he's got two quarterbacks, and, like, what are we?
You guys, the Giants have to go up in the draft.
We got to get a quarterback.
Yeah. That's the only question that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll haven't answered.
I can't listen to him be like, oh, my Steelers, when he's from New York, and then my team's bad.
When I'm going from the show, she's absolutely miserable without me. But then when I'm here, she's just so abusive. She's so abusive, D.O. Sitting up there, I'm so annoying.
No, I said sometimes.
Is going to say that about me.
I said sometimes you're so annoying.
Does he respond? He didn't respond to my latest text message.
I'm also extreme. I'm also annoying, too. Listen, when you're around people a lot, it happens.
I didn't get a text message.
I sent that picture that you had. I sent out, I was like, yo, this is a B.A. picture.
You never texted me.
What picture?
He took a picture last week with Paul Heyman.
Oh,
I was like, yo, this is a BA picture. He didn't respond to me.
Oh, yeah. This guy. Always around all the celebs and all that. He's Hollywood. He's changed so much.
If UConn gets a two-possession lead in the second half in this tournament, game's a wrap.
Yeah. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. Whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement, Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day.
It is impossible to say my favorite women's sports moment. I have been part of so many, covered so many, but I'm going to go with Morgan William from Mississippi State rising up to hit a shot to beat UConn. They had a 100-plus game win streak, and this little tiny 5'3 player from Mississippi State rises up. And I remember in our post-game interview, I asked her, what did you see when you rose up to take that shot? And she said, opportunity. And I just remember crumbling and crying and just thinking how special it was for this young woman, the tiniest player on the floor, to hit the biggest shot in the biggest moment and knock off mighty UConn.
Holly, thank you. The NCAA Women's Championship first round begins today, and we're featuring these matchups on ESPN starting noon Eastern right after us. Maine takes on Ohio State, followed by South Carolina, a lot of people's favorite, and Presbyterian. Then it's Rice and LSU, another contender. All games also available on the ESPN app, so you can watch anywhere. Women's tourney is going to be a lot of fun. Same with the men's. UConn Huskies. The number one, Stephen A. just threw up a little. The number one overall team in the country gets its title defense started this afternoon, taking on Stetson and BK. UConn is favored to be the first back-to-back champion since Florida. 06-07, four-seeded Duke starts tonight's primetime action in Brooklyn against Vermont. The Blue Devils have won seven straight NCAA tournament openers, with their last loss coming in 2014 against Mercer. Do you hate Duke, too?
I hate Duke, but I also love Duke. JJ.
And Purdue. JJ who?
Reddick.
Oh.
But
and Purdue will play Grambling in Indianapolis. I love JJ Reddick. The Boilermakers are the only team since seeding began in 1979 to be eliminated by a 13 seed or worse in three straight tournaments, including last year's loss to 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. A lot of brackets busted by that Oakland upset of Kentucky. You know that Oakland is not in Oakland, though. It's actually in Michigan.
Kentucky in the title game. Idiot.
Sorry for your loss. Kirk's line. But not Falcons running back Bijan Robinson. Still perfect. Okay. Where's the crew? Where's Perk? Perk, that's actually one of my favorite lines by you. Sorry for your loss. We're bringing in the whole crew on this one.
I got a few, Mother.
You got some gems.
Why Perk looks so happy?
Let's be honest. Perk's happy because it's Friday and he's hanging out.
He came on mean mugging.
He's hanging on for it. No, he's not. He's just focused. Yeah.
That's his definition of smiling. That's how he smiles, Dan. That's how he smiles.
You guys are so...
Until you make him laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Until you make him laugh.
Taking lunch money? All right. Dan, let's start with you. What's the best postseason? This is tough.
The best postseason.
Best postseason in all of sports.
It's baseball. Baseball is the sport that I grew up. It was my first love. There is nothing I love more now. Yep.
Yeah,
there's nothing I love more than playing just baseball catch with my sons. Baseball has moments that you just can't, like, they're historical moments that are greater than any. I love football. I love March Madness. Baseball has brought us the Willie Mays catch. Baseball has brought us the Derek Jeter backhanded flip in the playoffs. Baseball has brought us so many walk-offs. I mean, Joe Carter and Kirby Puckett, David Ortiz. Just moment after moment. Roy Halladay's no-no in the World Series. Like, baseball just has these moments and that build up. And I don't know if there's anything greater than Game 7, 3-2 count, bases, you know, sauced, two outs, you need a base knock to go win the game. Like, that, the energy of that singular moment and the buildup of it, and series, whatnot, I say it's baseball, and I love football, and I love March Madness. It's baseball.
Dan, let me ask you a question. Did you fill out a tournament bracket this year?
I did.
Okay, so you actually were one of the 22 million people that did, right?
Yes, sir.
And so why I bring up that
25.
Number? Why I bring up that number because, huh? What you said?
25 million plus for ESPN. 25 million plus for ESPN brackets.
Okay, 25 million. Excuse me, I stand corrected. Okay, so Dan,
yes,
March Madness, and it's not even close. It's not even close when you talk about those one shining moments, when you talk about actually showing people true value and what they bring to the table, right? We look at a couple years ago, Shaheen Holloway, the coach for St. Peter's, right? The world was chanting his name. They went to the Elite Eight. Everybody was watching that game. Those are the moments you live for. We look at last night, Oakland upsetting Kentucky. People are calling for John Calipari's job right now and asking, can he get it done and bringing up all type of things. These are the moments that you look for, Dan. My yard man, Amigo, filled out a damn bracket and is watching the NCAA tournament. And he has zero understanding.
Hold on. I just got to pause.
Amigo.
We got to pause. Brandy, put me on. Hold on. I just got to get this. Your yard man, first of all, that was the term you used. Amigo? I just
said. Landscaper, but.
Hold on, Molly, listen.
You know Amigo.
I can't pronounce his name.
Okay.
Since I've been knowing him for the last 6 years, his name has been Amigo to me, and he liked that name. It's Amigo.
Got it.
You know
Amigo,
what I mean? That's how we conversate.
Okay.
But again, we're talking about March Madness, Dan, and it's not even close. And yes, I love watching the NBA playoffs and watching, you know, teams go to seven game series. I love watching game sevens. We love watching the NFL postseason. But when it comes down to March Madness, it just brings a different tone.
You know what?
It's wrong.
I actually would have said hockey because anybody could win. you know, with these scores and what have you. Anybody yep. could win, and no matter what, you have home ice advantage or whatever the case may be. You know, people think hockey, you know, you always got a chance in hockey. But I have to agree with Perk, Dio. It's March Madness. March Madness. I mean, they own the entire month, and everybody and their grandmama and granddaddy mm-hmm. is involved in some kind of bracket, for crying out loud. I would tell you that when you consider the NCAA tournament, which is college basketball postseason, there is no question that it's March Madness.
Okay, am I allowed to speak, even though I'm not a part of this conversation?
Are you on my side?
No, this whole conversation is just irking me. Because, first of all, who's king?
LeBron James.
The NFL. The NFL is king of all sports, first of all. What is the biggest sporting event, period? The Super Bowl. It is not even close. It's NFL playoffs.
Molly,
it is not even close.
Guys, how many kids have reenacted the Willie Mays catch in their backyard? That happened in the playoffs. How many people watched Derek Jeter make
the David Tyree catch?
The Joe Carter home run.
Dan, everyone is not playing baseball in their backyard. A lot of people are playing basketball. A lot of people are watching March Madness. I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm not sitting up here going to my son's friend's house and then the backyard playing catch with a baseball. It's just not happening. But they do have a basketball goal in their front yard. So you can't sit up here and make that statement. You're dead wrong.
Mr. October, like
it's a good postseason. It's a good postseason.
The guys got nicknames because of their performances.
Could you please defend me here on the NFL?
Well, the reason I can't defend you, Molly, I'm not refuting what you're saying about the Super Bowl. I'm not refuting about what you're saying about the NFL clearly being the number one sport. I get that.
Yeah.
But we find ourselves looking forward to a lot of matchups. And I think they've been successful about branding their sport in such a way that every week is an event. So we get that part. But because it's an event during the regular season, it's just an extension in the postseason of what we've been watching September through December, because we just love our football and our Sunday afternoons or our Monday evenings. But that's entirely different than the momentum swelling and elevating the astronomical proportions because the postseason arrives. That happens with college basketball and March Madness. Matter of fact, people don't even care about college basketball that much until March Madness. Until March Madness. Well, we spend all year caring about the NFL. And that would be the difference.
Kirk Gibson, I mean, guys, these moments, I mean, literally sport iconic moments.
Dan, can I say that? Can I address your baseball? Let me address your baseball point, Dan. Here's the problem with baseball. You could have a bunch of studs. There could be a bunch of Barry Bonds in the outfields, okay? And whether it's Jeter or somebody else in the infield, right? Or Pujols at first base or whatever. And a pitcher can step on the mound and stink up the joint and ruin everything. That's what happens with Major League Baseball. One person can mess it up to you. Pitcher could actually show up and mess it up for the other eight guys on the field with them. You see, he could get out there and start throwing like me and just mess it up for the other eight people.
You could say that
that's
in any sport.
What would you say is number two? Would you go hockey? Would you go NBA?
I would have gone March Madness as number two.
Yeah.
I would go March Madness just because, and also March Madness is
Perk
like top
is right.
golf. Everyone could participate.
Yeah. Perk is right. Give him his moment. Give him his flowers. Give him his moment. He's right.
I didn't even go to college, but I love March Madness. Everyone does. And you know the great thing about this year's March Madness is when you turn on your TV, guess who you're going to see in the AT&T?
UConn. You're going to see UConn.
In an AT&T commercial.
Oh, you?
Yours true.
I seen it last night, Perk. Yeah. I seen it last night.
Yep. More checks for you. Nobody but Perk. Stephen A., hold on. Let me just say one thing. Stephen A., I'm surprised. You didn't mention the NBA, and you love the NBA.
I love the NBA, but it's not a better postseason than March Madness. And oh, by the way, here's another piece of evidence. Here's another piece of evidence about the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament is huge. And one could easily argue this year, the women
are more compelling than the men.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Stephen A., you're Mr. Ratings, so you can probably answer this question here. What gets the biggest ratings?
I am Mr. Ratings.
What gets the biggest ratings?
I'm going to tell you. Hold on. Let me answer this, Stephen A. Let me answer this. Let me answer this, Molly.
Yeah.
You said football is king.
Yes,
sir. Right now, who is queen? Who is queen? Caitlin Clark. And we know the women run the household.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
We talk about ratings and viewership. We talk about ratings and viewership. Who's the world's watching Caitlin Clark
right now?
Caitlin Clark versus LSU or LSU versus South Carolina would get better ratings than the men.
Okay, well, we got to go. We got to bump. We can go to bump. I need ratings on all these postseasons.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Perk, did you see this from Wednesday night? Clips up Harden, passes to Kawhi Leonard in the corner, and then goes and defends him afterwards. Harden said he was just trying to bring excitement to the team. Perk, what would you say if Harden was your teammate?
First of all, I wouldn't say nothing because he wouldn't do it if I was his teammate, because he know otherwise we'd get our feet hot. And listen, bringing excitement to the team is actually winning games and showing up when it matters the most. And that's coming in about a month away. Kawhi Leonard, and nobody thought that was funny because they're about standing on business. So at the end of the day, lightening up the mood or whatever. No, we ain't doing that. We're not doing that.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Man, you overreacting. They up 21. They're going up against the Portland Trail Blazers. He was just having a good time. And yo, Perk, I mean, listen, I think that you should be a bit nicer hearted. I mean, he showed a willingness to play some defense. I mean, it's a beautiful moment. You know what I'm saying? It showed his heart was in the right place. You know what I'm saying? It showed his heart was in the right place. Why are we overreacting? Yo, that same energy. Keep that same energy. Please don't lose the energy. Keep that same energy when the playoffs come on both ends of the floor. Clearly, you showed a willingness to do it. No problem.
Hey, Perk.
No
Perk,
problem.
You fill out a bracket, right? Who do you have winning it all?
On what? The women's side or the men's?
You could tell me both.
So I'm going to tell you my final four picks on the women's side. I got UConn, South Carolina.
Yep.
I have Texas, and I have Iowa.
An identical bracket. Okay, give me the men's.
My men's bracket is all messed up. I mean, Texas Tech blew that last night.
I mean, damn. Okay. I know you smart as hell, but you talk slow as hell. We ran out of time.
He probably had producers in his ears, Stephen A. You should know about that. Jeez.
Whatever.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them. You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.